is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You've been out for a good week or so, busily working, toiling away for an independent movie production. Did you have a chance to work on any comics while you were away?
I did not, actually. It was really pretty, I was very distracted over there.
It was intense,
I
heard. I heard y'all were up to like 4 a.m. every night.
Almost every night we were up to easily till 3 or 4 a.m. Yeah, there's a lot of night shooting, the stuff that had to be shot at night, and so that's the way it went. And then, you know, we usually get a late start the next day, thank goodness, and then we'd have day shooting as well. But so soon we'd get up and do some day shooting, and it was just, you know, there actually was Wi-Fi, so I don't feel like I have a really good excuse. I mean, there wasn't really like a comfortable place to sit down and work on. It's already an ergonomic nightmare sometimes to work on a comic because I do spend hours on one, and just, you know, I'm on an air mattress in a sleeping bag, and there's very little like table space and stuff like that, and it just really wasn't practical to work on the comics out there.
So it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun. We don't have time to get into the details on your shoot, but hopefully we'll be talking about it when the movie comes out, because it's something that's being put together by the guys over at Think Twice News, which is Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He's one of the principals also involved behind the scenes at Think Twice Productions.
Yep, and John Shaw is like the main, it's mainly his brainchild.
He was the director, right?
He's the writer, the director, yeah, and he's going to be editing and doing post-production.
Is it going to be something that people are going to have to pay to see, or will they be able to see the full thing?
Let's
online?
Hope. Let's hope they're able to sell it. And, okay. You know, of course, those of us who worked on it, we're all been promised free copies and stuff like that.
Did you get it? Did you get, just a quick question, because I'm curious. Did you get paid to go out and do this, or was it just they covered your food or something like that?
Well, they did feed us.
That's good.
They took care of us. You know, it was kind of roughing it, but they did do it. You know, they did feed us and everything, and we had to get out there ourselves, and so I ate that, and I ate the expense of that. And But I mean, I do think it was worth it. But I think the idea is that if they do manage to sell it, they're going to try and compensate us in retroactively.
When that comes around, I want to talk to John Shaw or Jason about how somebody markets an independent film. I mean, obviously, you don't have the marketing channels that the big studio houses have.
I will say that. Well, you can find, you know, if you have a good film and it's all done and everything, you can market it to distributors. It's definitely, I will say this, it's definitely a much easier sell if you have an actual finished product versus trying to go around and sell
pitch
a screenplay.
An idea.
Yeah, pitch an idea of a screenplay. There are a bajillion people doing that, and you're lucky to get someone's ear. And even if you do, you better have a really good screenplay, and even then it could take years for it to ever get produced.
Yep.
So if you actually, you know,
because it's essentially begging for money.
So they've made the huge leap from an idea or just a screenplay to actually making
the finished
it.
Product. Yeah. Proof of concept. So people can go to anarchyinyourhead.com. They can certainly learn more about you. You've got some essays there. You've got some great articles as well as comics. That's
including
the main
an article
go.
On the shoot. With a little bit of behind-the-scenes video.
I haven't seen that yet, though.
Pictures
no, I did see that video. I saw that.
Yeah.
So go to anarchyinyourhead.com. You can get some of Dale's comics. They're great. Let's go to your calls. Ladies first. Brooke is on the line from the Freedom Ride. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Brooke Kelly. Yeah, I'm calling from the road again.
Hey, Brooke. What's on your mind tonight?
So the other day, Cat Pratt took a break, and I had some other activist friends go with me, but we went to L.A. Superior Court because I was living in Los Angeles before I got on the road, and I actually left L.A. and got into this movement because of some of the crimes committed against me at L.A. Superior. So I've come full circle, and I got back to L.A., and we went down there to do a demonstration, and they put us in cuffs just being there. Like, they said that, well, first, we were filming, and they came out, and they said, well, you can't shoot the film, point the camera at the courthouse. So I said, okay, well, I'll point it.
Wow. That's ridiculous. That can't hold up, I'm sure.
Boy, we thought it was bad.
I would fight that.
We thought it was bad here in Keene, where they don't let you have a camera up in the court lobby, but you can't even point it at the courthouse in L.A.
I was like, I'm not going inside. I didn't shoot anything inside. I was just filming the outside of the building. They're like, well, you can't do that. And I was like, okay. So four
terrorism.
Cops. I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say terrorism, right? That's their excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So four of them came outside, four male cops. just a little bit above us, me and my friend, and very intimidating, and they were, like, telling us that we had to wait and all this stuff, and so I was still filming everything that they were saying, but the camera was pointed away, and one of the officers, he was like, she's filming, I see her, and I was like, yes, sir, I am filming, but I'm not pointing it at the building, and I thought you said I could do that, and then they said that we had to show identification, and so my friend refused.
Good.
And when he refused, they put him in cuffs.
Nice.
And then they said, I have to turn off the camera. And I was like, well, I don't understand. I thought you just said I could film. And they grabbed me and put me in cuffs, too.
Wow. That's amazing. They just make crap up as they go along, see? They'll just do whatever they want. Make up some arbitrary rules. Cops
hate cameras.
That's the topic of the next comic is about. This topic.
So, Brooke, did they charge you with something, or were they just trying to intimidate you by putting you in handcuffs?
They were just trying to intimidate us. And I told them before they put either of us in cuffs, I was like, okay. They're like, you need to wait, and we're going to run a background check. And I was like, well, I have a good idea. I was like, why don't we just go stand across the street and continue what we're doing and not be in your way? And they're like, no, you can't do that. Like, I mean, I was trying to, compromise with them and work it out and stuff, and, you know, they refused. So after that, I went and jumped in the fountain.
You jumped in the fountain out in front. Nice. So when did they let you out? When did they uncuff you?
They uncuffed us after our background checks came out where, you know, they realized that we weren't wanted or anything like that. And so they just let us and said that we could keep filming, so we did. We continued filming, and we read the rules around the fountain. It didn't say you can't swim in it, so.
Okay. So basically they shook you down for your identification because you didn't give it up voluntarily, so they cuffed you and I presume patted you down, found your ID at that point?
Well, I didn't have my ID on me because, you know, I was away from my car. I had left it in my car, but they just took down the information.
That's a good policy. I recommend that to anyone listening. Don't have your ID on you if you don't need it for something.
Especially if you're going to go into a government building or something like that.
Absolutely.
Where there's an increased chance where you will be apprehended in some way. If you're interested in retaining your privacy, if you're interested in making a stand on that particular issue, the freedom to travel about and to walk from place to place without having to have some government ID card on you. You have no obligation to carry
That I would think that would be something that a lot of people should feel comfortable about because it's not illegal to not have an ID right now. Let's hopefully keep it that way. I think that's something that a lot of people should take a stand on.
But remember, Dale, it doesn't mean just because it's not illegal, it doesn't mean you won't end up in a jail cell. Brooke,
why did
you give them the information? Were they threatening you with jail if you didn't cooperate?
No, because of what happened to me before. And I always try to feel out the cops to see if they're like good cop, bad cop, or dumb cop. And I was already scared of them because they had just slaughtered me in court. I went to court in that courtroom. They started off with the verdict. I walked in the courtroom and they said guilty without hearing the case. Like they absolutely refused.
Wow.
So I was ready. Get out of my mind. Like I'm not going to challenge them on anything.
You know, it's people really believe that we have a good judicial system here in the United States, and that opinion is held by people who have watched television and never gone to court.
Absolutely right, Brooke. Where can people find more about the Freedom Ride that you're engaging in right now, going around the country?
It's on Restore the Republic.
Restore the Republic blog, I believe, is what it is. We're losing your cell phone. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and glad you didn't end up in a cage. But if you'd made a stand for your privacy, if she had just, you know, decided to not give them her information because they were intimidating her, they might have just put her in a jail cell for the weekend. Who knows? Who knows where she would have ended up? I mean, our friend Sam was in jail for
15
days.
He was obeying the law. He was obeying what the law. I mean, he was sticking to the actual law. The cops weren't. You know, and they're trying to add stuff. They're trying to charge him with things that are not in the law for violations, like when he says, you know, he complied with fingerprinting, and they're saying, well, fingerprinting means you answer a bunch of questions. I thought fingerprinting means you put ink on your finger and you stuck it on the thing.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Going to do a giveaway because I forgot to do it last night. I got so distracted at the end of the show. We're going to give you a Totesack, and we'll tell you more about that. But if you know what it is, you know that you should call in. It's 603-435-1105. It's going to do a lot to help you bring groceries back and carry other things. Call in and be the second caller. It's 603-435-1105. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. That again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us a photo or video to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can get involved there and learn how to submit your picture or video to the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, more about the Totus Sack. We just gave one away. Gave away a two-pack, actually. I didn't make that clear. But whenever we do a Totesat giveaway, we will be giving you a 2-pack. And we will be doing more. However, I want to tell you what it is. Totesat.com, because, well, you probably should go and buy a pair. They are that good. Don't just take a chance that you might possibly win one of these. If you win an extra pair, give it to some friends. Give it to some family members, because by that time, I'm sure you'll be raving about it, like Andrew, who was telling us just the other night that he really has enjoyed the Totesat so far.
I don't have the website right up here in front of me, but it's Totesat.com. And if you go there, you'll see...
Totasak.
Right. You'll see that the family pack is just a little bit more than a pair of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
So
you get a quantity discount.
Yeah, it really makes sense to buy 6 of them and then hand them out to people and have them and stash them different places.
It'd make a cool little Christmas gift, like a cool little gift for people.
I can tell you, I've misplaced one, and I already need another. So I'd given away my other 4, so... Yeah,
I think it'd be it's a great affordable gift for people that are. I mean, who doesn't have groceries they need to bring in from the car, right?
Everybody has groceries.
All right. So the toll free number here is 800-259-9231. Go to Totesat.com to learn more about the Totesat and learn how it is pretty much indestructible. These things can really help you carry a lot more than you would otherwise be able to hold with your little human hands.
And they're like brass knuckles incognito.
You might be right about that. Those things could hurt if you actually connected to someone's face with one.
Well, I don't recommend hitting anyone. However, yeah. if you have need of protecting yourself or your family.
All right, so we go to your phone calls, and you can bring up anything. Let's talk to, I believe we have Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick, you're there.
I have a story from PrisonPlanet.com. Which says Houston cops handcuff assault man for posting Obama Joker flyers. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I've not heard about that. Is this breaking? Or is this fairly new?
It's fairly recent. It was posted today. It was posted today on Thursday. So it's about this. The guy was posting around an anti-Obama poster with. Have you ever seen the pictures of him with the Joker paint on him?
Sure. Yeah. These are being posted up all over the place. In fact, there's even a contest, from what I understand.
There was a contest. Yeah.
Right.
And he was this person though was doing it for fun, and just to get the message out there, and had it linked to Infowars.com.
And now, where was he posting these? Do you know?
He was posting it around his neighborhood. It was in Houston. 21-year-old Mark. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
It doesn't matter. But my concern is when people are going around posting flyers that they may not be respecting property rights at the same time.
Yeah, no, he wasn't like posting it on other people's property. He was posting it like on the normal places you would like lampposts or like not lampposts. I can't think of
telephone poles.
Yeah, telephone poles. Thank you.
Now that's kind of a gray area, isn't it?
Yeah, telephone pole would be sort of a gray area because the pole is in fact owned by
the power company,
power company or telephone company,
yeah.
Who is a private entity. However, they have monopoly
privilege
right. with the government, and it's on communally owned land. So I don't have a particular problem with people posting things on.
Nor do I.
Poles.
I mean, you see lost cat signs all the time, and it's fine.
Yeah. We're going to get emails if we don't mention it.
The thing about this is that around the neighborhood that he was in, there were plenty of pro-Obama posters, but none of the people there were accused of... This guy was, once he put them up, like a neighbor complained, mm-hmm. and he was accused of vandalism and criminal mischief.
So he wasn't caught in the act? They came later on?
He wasn't caught in the act, but afterwards he was put up against the hood of his car by the cops, and he was never arrested, but he was... I assume detained and
searched, etc. Yeah,
intimidated.
Yeah, whatever the cops would have done.
Well, right, because the cop didn't actually have any evidence that he'd committed the offense,
or,
right?
And not to mention that the crime is that the
it's
that
legal.
Mischief and vandalism are pretty arbitrary.
Well, you know, when liberty is outlawed, only outlaws will have liberty, or only outlaws will be seeking it. And so this is, it ties right into what Brooke was saying a few moments ago from the Freedom Ride, is that if you try to stand up for your rights, there is a good chance you'll be harassed. There is a good chance somebody might hurt you. There is a good chance you'll be put in a prison cell, be separated from your loved ones. But the point I'd like to make is that eventually that stuff might happen to you anyway. As the government continues to get larger and more intrusive and more oppressive, it's very likely that they will infringe upon your liberties at some point. So do you want it to happen later when the government is all the more powerful and all the more destructive and dangerous, or would you rather it happen now? I think that it's important for people to make a stand, and good for this guy, and I'm sorry that that had to happen to him. I thank you for the call tonight, Nick. 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, there was a call that we had on Tuesday night. Mark, you were out at the time because you were picking up your mom from the airport or something like that. And we had this call about the FEMA camps. Right, we've had people call about this in the past. It's been a while, though, thank goodness.
So this is what happens when I'm off the air.
The FEMA camps. They're calling about the FEMA camps, and they've got these rail cars, and they're going to start putting people in shackles, and all this, you know, these scary stories about the fact that the allegation that they want to round a bunch of people up and put them into some sort of camp. And they were citing that they claimed that somebody claimed who was working allegedly with the federal government and then quit his job over this has outed the federal government as ordering like 100,000 train cars with shackles. And then if you go and you look for these on the internet, you look for some sort of supporting evidence beyond just hearsay that somebody heard on a talk show somewhere, some likely conspiracy show, you'll find some pretty ominous looking photos of some train cars. But what those train cars are, from my understanding of one of our listeners that has actually worked as a welder on said cars, those types of cars, they're just cattle cars. They're dual-level cattle cars. Mm. That's why they have shackles in them, and they're not intended for people in any way. They have these kind of air hole windows on the sides, and it's definitely something that it looks very intimidating.
Right, they're transporting mammals in them. Those mammals just don't happen to be human.
Right. So as usual, the conspiracy theorists are out there spinning, you know, a yarn that doesn't really have any significant evidence of anything, any way, shape, or form to prove their allegations. It's just always somebody who claims to know something about something, and then they take that and they spin that off into websites and radio shows and discussions as though it's the truth. Now, does that mean that it's not possible they'll start rounding people up? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I hope that doesn't come to be. All I'm saying is right now the allegations from the conspiracy theorists look like they're full of holes. So I just want to make that clear. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Going to Andy in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Andy. Oh, Andy's gone. Apologies about that. Let's try instead. I believe Dan is still with us. Dan, you're in Arizona, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Ian, I want to defend you about your Spanish pronunciation.
My pronunciation? All right, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. When there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll get it in your email box. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Alternatively, by the way, you can RSS subscribe to the updates, so you don't even have to look in your email box if you don't want. You can add it to your little feed aggregator thing, like I've got my Google homepage. You can actually put Free Talk Live's updates in via XML or RSS or whatever syndicated service you want to use. So that's pretty cool, too.
You know, I don't use that RSS thing very much, but I can tell you that I find out just about all the news from Free Talk Live through the updates. I find it very useful.
Yep, and it's free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com.
The Millionaire Patriot says it's time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. You can secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, and with it, you get a 30-state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, we continue taking your calls. Dan is on the line in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to say that I didn't think the discussion you were having about your Spanish pronunciation was silly. As a matter of fact, I think it has a very subtle importance. I mean, I'm in Arizona. I'm only an hour away from the border. I can try to speak Spanish and learn Spanish. And when I do that, I want to speak it like I sound like an educated person to native Spanish-speaking people, no matter what country they come from.
Do when you say and, the city of in Arizona, do you say Albuquerque or do you say Albuquerque?
Well, Mark,
it's,
you got
it's
me
Albuquerque.
There. But I do
what about Amarillo?
It's Albuquerque.
What about Amarillo, Mark? Should you say Amarillo?
If you're in
Amarillo,
Texas,
Texas,
you say Amarillo.
No,
Texas.
I think it was silly for Mark to make an issue of the fact that Ian was trying to speak.
He just sounds
correctly.
Weird.
But the point I wanted to make was it's when you're trying to learn a foreign language, Spanish or any other language, and you're trying to do it consciously, and you want to sound like an educated person when you speak that language to a native speaker of that language, you have to immerse yourself in the language. And Ian there in New Hampshire, I can imagine, you guys already said it was Lily White. I thought that was hilarious. But there's not many opportunities for him to speak Spanish. And there may come a time when Ian wants to converse with a Spanish-speaking person and talk to them about liberty. And if he doesn't sound like an educated person, it's more likely they're not going to take him seriously.
Well, I don't know if I can actually converse to any significant extent in Spanish. My history of Spanish knowing is from high school, and I'm pretty rusty on what I knew, and I kind of cheated a lot in a lot of Spanish, too. So I don't really know a whole lot.
Well, I understand that, but you may change your mind. You may change your mind. You may immerse yourself in it, and you may become fluent.
I still think it's important. I still think it's important to pronounce the words that you know how to pronounce in the way they're supposed to be pronounced.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. I've had just as many Spanish speakers say, "Hey, just talk normal, man."
Amarillo.
Right.
Amarillo, Texas.
It's difficult for them to understand.
Say it the way you feel like, you know, don't worry about it. It's silly. It's silly to be upset about it.
Trust me, I wasn't worried about it.
Right.
It was all Mark.
Oh, it's all me.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Ray in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about Spanish there, but Dan kind of stole my thunder. Dan's right, and Mark's wrong. But anyway,
okay, great. As long as you talk about something else.
Right. So, what do you guys say if someone in government decides to make the flu vaccine mandatory? Are you
saying
you guys gonna
no?
Take it?
I'm going to say no. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, me either. And the only other thing I had was about the race thing. I can see where people would be confused because on one hand you're saying, I don't care what race you are. Come on over if you're a liberty lover. And then on the other hand, you say that you do care. You want more brown people. So
yeah,
they're confused.
I can see the confusion there. But at the same time, you know, we're pretty consistent on this, and we both have said time and time again, we wish that race would go away. And I can tell you how it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away if the races stay separated,
yeah.
And, you know, there's alcoves. And it's not going to go away in a fashion that everybody turns white. What is likely to happen, and it is what is going to happen if the planet does not detonate, is that we will all turn into sort of this brown, kind of, dark-haired, race. Redhead people are going away. There are fewer of them now than there ever have been, and the fact is...
Well, that's probably good, because they have their souls.
Right, gingers? Okay. That's what... Honestly, I would like to see, because I think it would get rid of problems. I know a man who was a good friend of mine, and basically, you know, you're a standard Republican, I hate them illegal alien kind of things. And what happened? His daughter fell in love with one, an illegal alien. And
by the way, nobody's going to get banned from the houseboy position for their immigration status or anything like that. And just wanted to put that out there. Not saying I have a brown fetish, but maybe a little bit. Not a lot, no.
Once he got to know this guy who was an illegal alien that he hated so much, suddenly, you know, not so bad.
Not so bad.
Once that guy was the father of his two grandchildren, he's a pretty great guy.
Yeah.
And that's how the races are going to get along better. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, people always dislike people who are different. That's just the way humans are. And if you can get rid of some of those differences, some of those glaring differences that you can look at and tell, then I think the world would be a better place.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Ray?
Except for that maybe the next time I'm up in Keene, I'll see you guys on one of those social nights out at the bar or something.
Sounds good. We'll see you later. Thanks for the call.
All right.
800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. That's such a great story, Mark, about the girl marrying the illegal immigrant or falling in love with a so-called illegal immigrant. And that boy, I was looking at LouRockwell.com the other day on the blog, and LouRockwell.com, love the website. They've got some great content there. There's no doubt about that. But right at the top of the page, Lou Rockwell claims to be an anti-state website. And yet one of their bloggers, and it's been more than one, but in this particular case, it was one of their bloggers who used the term illegals. He was talking about the health care thing and how Obama's health care is going to provide money for illegals. And it just, look, I'm certainly against government health care. Don't get me wrong. All right. I'm definitely against government health care. But I'm also against calling human beings illegal. And I think that if you want to claim to be anti-state, then using the term illegals grants the state legitimacy. Because that's a term that
the should be irrelevant if you're anti-state.
Absolutely.
It should be better than irrelevant. I'm sorry, but they are practicing agorism, which I'm a big fan of.
They're
so if you're an illegal
free,
immigrant,
yeah.
if you are an illegal immigrant, as opposed to someone who played by the rules and did all the jumped through all the hoops and everything,
paid the
kudos to you. Kudos.
You're heroic.
Yeah.
In my book. Yeah.
Well,
as long
you
as
you are practicing agorism, and that is a healthy thing to do.
That in and of itself is it could be a good thing if they're coming here and they're working hard.
That's what most of them do.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
Certainly,
a huge, vast majority.
It's
of them
very
are working
difficult
very hard.
For an illegal to get the same benefits that a legal gets. In fact, what a legal immigrant is more likely to use all of these benefits that that people are
absolutely
so upset about illegals using. Hey, well, they went through the system. What big
can we
deal?
Please stop calling people illegal?
What,
can we stop that, Mark?
Do you know what the so-called illegals are doing? What they're doing is a lot of times they're having to get a Social Security number in order to work, which all they're trying to do is earn a living, and they work very hard to do it. And what happens is they get someone else's Social Security number, and that person is glad to let them use it. I think they even sell it and allow it to happen, because what happens is that money is going into that person's benefits, and the so-called illegal alien doesn't get any of the they don't collect later on in life. They're paying into someone else's benefits, and that person makes out like a bandit.
Right, just so they can work.
Yeah, just so they can work, which is they should not have to do that.
So
they should not be paying someone else's benefits.
If you consider yourself part of the liberty movement, get yourself educated about the immigration issue and stop calling human beings illegal. Because
what you call them if they're here illegally?
Or at least
let's
use
talk about it in moments.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to call the show, bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That again, 1-800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dan.
And Mark. We invite you on our website as well, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI, as we continue taking your phone calls about anything. It's Stephen in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen from Florida, formerly Stephen from Colorado. I'm a Free State Project member, but I had to take a detour to Florida first.
Gotcha. Well, so, what's on your mind tonight?
Same dude. Hey, I wanted to mention to you guys that it's Constitution Day today. The
September 17th, sure is.
Also garbage day in my town.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to mention.
Today we celebrate a great leap backward in the history of liberty that occurred 222 years ago today.
Now, what do you mean when you say that?
The government created by the Constitution is a much larger, much more expensive, much more intrusive government than the government that was previous to that under the Articles of Confederation.
But we had to have it, otherwise states would have been taxing other people, and they wouldn't allow people to come through. We couldn't have survived without it.
Oh, and they might have gone to war with each other, too.
I'm with you. I think it was a step back, a big step back.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, it was Constitution Day is not a holiday, but it's a special day of commemoration at the federal level. It was put into the 2004 omnibus spending bill, which was by and large unconstitutional. It was an unconstitutional amendment to that bill submitted by the so-called expert on the Constitution in the Senate, KKK, Robert Byrd. And not only that, it unconstitutionally mandates that school children in unconstitutionally publicly funded government schools must read the Constitution.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, when he's so thick, you can cut it with a knife.
I remember we had talked about that on the show. When was it that he introduced that?
In 2004. It went into effect in 2005, I believe, in May.
Oh, so it actually is, it's actually happening. Kids around the country.
Students, if you don't love Constitution Day, then you hate your country.
any school that receives federal funding, too, it's not just public schools. It's any school that receives federal funding.
Which is a lot of schools. That's every school. Public school. They all take
every
it.
Every school.
They don't have to. Right. They could say no.
You got
That's really kind of a pittance, too, isn't it? I just know that the total federal spending on education is such a tiny fraction compared to what's being contributed locally for schools.
Correct.
From the state level and the city level and so forth.
I've heard it's 6%. I've heard that the feds essentially contribute about 6% to the operating budgets of any given school district, and they have about 90% of the control. So,
that sounds higher than I thought.
Pretty little fingers into it is what it seems to me. Just enough to where they can justifiably say, or at least in their minds, justifiably say, aha, see, now we can control what you teach. That's what I think.
It's a great point tonight, Stephen. Any other thoughts for us?
One real quick thought. Newt Gingrich was on NPR a few months back saying that it's obvious that we're going to have a multi-trillion dollar government. But Republicans can offer America an intelligent multi-trillion-dollar government.
Wow!
Yeah,
thank you for that call. That's it.
Right.
You don't need to say anything else besides that. That
sums it up.
Yeah, that ranks right up there with the. I don't remember who it was. They all blend together for me. Trent Lott or somebody like that. Remember a couple of years ago when the Republican head of the House basically came out and said, "All right, that's it. We've sliced it back as much as we can." Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said. You remember that one?
Where, yes, absolutely.
Yep, we've done it.
This was during the time when the Republicans were in
full control.
Right, in full control in Washington, D.C. They said, they're the government. They're the party of small government.
Right.
And they were in there growing the government.
Year after year.
George Bush grew the government at that point larger than any president had ever done up to that point. And they said, that's it. We've cut government to the bone.
To the bone. That was what he used.
This is the smallest it could possibly be.
It reminds me of when the Obama administration was bragging about some cuts they had made. Someone did an analogy to give you a feel for how much that budget cut was. And
compared
they had a table covered with stacks of pennies, just packed in as tight as they could, covering every inch of that table. You couldn't see the surface of the table. And then they picked up one penny off this huge, all the way down the table, piles of pennies, picked up one penny and took some like the wire cutters and snipped out a little wedge of one penny to give you
brilliant.
A feel for the proportion of the cuts.
But that's not
hilarious.
Even entirely accurate though, right? Because usually what you're dealing with is they'll cut the budget of certain programs and then they'll add elsewhere.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I mean, I don't think it was counting that. All it was counting is the cuts. Not even bringing up the trillions and
Right, because when they say they're making cuts, what you have to do is look at the total.
And
is the total amount of money they're spending going down? No, it's not. What they might be
actually adding pennies to the pile.
Right. What there's that.
But they cut out that little wedge of one penny though.
What they might actually be cutting is the proposed increase. I mean, that's also a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what issue
that happens a lot too. They say it's a cut when in fact they're just not raising.
Well, right. We were gonna,
as much as.
Yeah, we were going to increase the size of the government by 3%, but we're going to be conservative and cut it to 2.9%.
Right, so they have the trick of cutting budgets in some place, but still adding money into the aggregate, which is, we're going to take all the ashtrays out of the methadone clinics, but we're going to put in $4 billion worth of spending for the Army, or whatever it is that they do. So it's really funny to watch, because Americans want a smaller government. And 70%, more than 70% of Americans would like to see the federal budget cut by 50%.
Mm.
Now, it's a pretty general.
But the problem is they're all fighting over their piece of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or they want
absolutely
to stick around,
true.
And then all of it sticks around.
Their 50%
they compromise
and get a much larger government. And that's the problem from the beginning. That's the problem with the Constitution from the very beginning, and you'll even get the constitutional zealots to say the same thing, is, in fact, yes, it was a flawed document from the very beginning. The people that were deciding on this, the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, they had different ideas as to what they wanted, and we got a flawed document, and now what?
I didn't even realize I probably subconsciously realized it now that I'm thinking about it, but I didn't consciously realize that Constitution Day was coming up, but I just did a comic about how the Constitution is just a piece of paper and how silly it is to expect it to protect our rights, and someone actually accused me of hiding behind the Constitution.
Weird. Well, if we if we speak badly about
I don't know how I could be any more anti-Constitution, and yet I'm being accused of hiding behind the Constitution.
If we speak badly about using the politicians using the military in order to deepen their pockets and help their friends in the military-industrial complex, somebody is bound to call in and say, "You guys, if you weren't in this country, you wouldn't be able to talk about the gun, the military in that fashion. They'd throw you in jail in any other country. They're dying for your rights."
Shut up.
Right. Shut up, because those people died for your rights. Okay, now exactly, try to tell me, we'll go war by war if you'd like, try to tell me how the guys in Vietnam, if they hadn't sent them over there, how my life would be markedly different.
Or how you'd have more freedoms, more
World
even
War
better.
II. World War II.
Right. Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, even though Pearl Harbor we bought from the English, who had stolen it from the natives, and then we put... Well, the United States government. Then they put military guys there, and those military guys voted on whether or not Hawaii could be a state. They didn't ask the natives. I'm sure they said, "Oh, you can go ahead and vote." But these natives didn't vote on anything. That's not their political process. They just went ahead and made this thing a state after World War II, mind you. It was not a state at the time.
Don't you understand?
It's the equivalent of them bombing Micronesia at this point. Who knows where that is?
And there's actually quite a bit of egging on that happened before that. Point so that that would conveniently happen.
Yeah,
so
like
that,
preventing oil shipments from getting to Japan.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Preventing
it's like,
any
it's
sort
like
of financial.
It's like shoving someone until they finally hit you and say, "They started it."
Yeah.
Just keep shoving them. Or thumping them in the face.
Or that trick that people do where they like jerk at you, like they're going to do something. So they were making, saber rattling and trying to get, people to
those
do
those are acts of war, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you're cutting off supplies to a country?
That's
an act of war.
It wouldn't be considered that in a sort of international court because
it's
looked at as though that oil is America's oil, even though that oil belongs to the company when
they
pumped it out.
It was at a time when they themselves were at war, and that's actually, it's taking sides in an existing conflict.
They were preventing those companies from doing business with Japan.
The best thing a liberty lover can do is try to avoid the conversation about World War II and say, "Hey, let's talk about every other war that we've ever participated in."
Well, you can jump over it by pointing out how involvement in World War I would have eliminated World War II from likely happening.
Not from Japan.
More on the way here. Hour number three is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.